Typically, the person will, under hypnosis, find him or herself lying on a medical type table with these unusual beings standing all around, looking at him or her and doing various things. There might be the very bright light, and they cannot see exactly where it comes from. There may be procedures being done to them that might hurt or cause fear or concern. Very typically, my clients will go to an experience like this in a regression. But, if we continue the regression, after the physical examination part of the experience, there will be an educational part of the very same episode. This happens very often. The person may sit up, get dressed, and be ushered into another room of the spaceship, where some kind of education is going on. They may learn about star systems, star routes, or routes of travel in space. They may learn about the ship they are on, how it works. They might be taught about certain things that are occurring on Earth, things these beings want them to pay attention to or educate others about. Or they might be trained in some type of healing work, or in some kind of mental work where they can influence with their minds. In subsequent regressions, experiencers tend to get the sense that the physical exam and physical procedures are only part of a much larger picture, which includes education and training. Sometimes experiencers realize that they have a very special mission that they are to carry out here on Earth, a mission inspired by these extraterrestrial beings with whom they are having experiences. These beings seem to have a much clearer overview of the Earth and our dynamics because they are not caught up in it, subjectively living lives here like we are. They are able to objectively see the tendencies human beings have toward violence, toward greed and avarice. And they will choose certain humans to work on these issues, to help educate their fellow human beings and show them a different way of living and treating each other and the Earth. Even if I have not been abducted in the traditional way, I think it is very possible that I could have been guided by extraterrestrial beings to do the work I am doing. It is very possible that others have been, too. There is good reason to believe that extraterrestrial beings work closely with certain people whom they underscore do not abduct. Scientists, for example, or people in governments or positions of importance of various kinds, people working on health or technological breakthroughs. In such cases, there may be a kind of mentoring relationship in which the beings will be influencing these people, giving them brilliant ideas in their sleep, for instance. Dash out of my 200 plus encounter cases, there have been some 15 healings. These clients have either remembered that they experienced a healing associated with extraterrestrial contact, or it has come out in regression that they have been healed of some physical condition. And there have been various kinds of conditions that have been healed. _ In one case, a migraine headache problem was reduced in severity and duration, making the problem much easier for the client to handle. It changed from 3 to 4 migraines per week, wiping her out for a whole day and night, to a few hours maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. This really has made a difference in the client's life. In other cases, there have been corrections of reproductive problems. I have seen this in a couple of female clients. And in one case, a little girl about 4 years old was healed by little beings, whom she called the little people, following a sexual molestation incident. In another case, the wife of a man who had a couple of severe medical problems was assisted in their bedroom one night by extraterrestrial beings, who ran special healing energy through her to help heal her husband. They instructed her where to place her hands while her husband was in a deep sleep state. This actually helped to heal him of a couple of dangerous, life-threatening conditions. I found this experience to be very striking. Although this was the only case I have seen in which a client received instructions on how to heal a human being right then and there, on the spot, I do have 3 clients who made a total switch in their careers from corporate work to healing work. They all happened to be women, each of whom felt a tremendous draw to body work of one kind or another: polarity therapy, deep tissue massage, ki healing, reflexology, energy balancing work. They all began to study healing work, taking classes and training, becoming certified, and eventually leaving their regular jobs to concentrate on body work. Each found out in regression that her experiences with extraterrestrial beings had been influencing her unconsciously to do healing work, providing her with a strong imperative or inner drawing toward this kind of work. It was not until they were actually very engaged in doing the body work professionally that they began to realize, through regressions, how there had been a tremendous amount of extraterrestrial influence on them to do this work. It is very hard to empirically prove what, exactly, C, is going on with the extraterrestrial encounter experiences and the beings they are in contact with. But I think there is a lot going on. And since there seem to be a wide variety of beings who come here, quite a number of different species of extraterrestrials, each of them may have their own agenda. I do not think there is just one extraterrestrial agenda. The little gray beings, for example, seem to be very intent on reproducing hybrid offspring by interbreeding in various ways with human beings. They have told experiencers that their own species is in grave danger of becoming extinct, and that they are trying to preserve themselves by mixing with some of our genetic material. This is what I would call a more self-serving group of extraterrestrials, perhaps coming here more for their own sake than for ours. However, I think that a lot of these groups of beings are actually from different dimensions. They are able to look like they are three-dimensional, enough so that experiencers can see them and communicate with them. But they actually come from higher, more spiritual dimensions. And some of these beings seem to direct their attention to the spiritual awakening of humanity. In some regressions, clients will find that they have had extraterrestrial contact experiences in former lifetimes. Some people have discovered in their regressions that they have been a member of a certain underscore species of extraterrestrial in another lifetime, or in a number of lifetimes. This may explain why certain extraterrestrial groups may work with certain human beings. These individuals were once members of the extraterrestrial zone species, or may still be, but are having a human lifetime at this point. Any one experiencer is likely to be having a whole variety of experiences with extraterrestrial beings, meeting with different groups of extraterrestrials, sometimes with the more physically oriented beings, other times with another group more concerned with spiritual enlightenment. So, sometimes experiencers are having definite physical experiences, with physical exams. And sometimes it seems as if they are having astral experiences, where they have experiences with the extraterrestrial beings without their physical bodies. Yes, a lot is going on. And I don't know that we will ever get it completely pinned down. But every time we listen to yet another experiencer, we can add to this big, ever-growing picture puzzle, this huge puzzle for which we can only find little pieces here and there. I love to work with experiencers because they get such relief and such enlightenment from finding out what has been going on for them in their experiences with extraterrestrials. And they are so glad to have someone to talk to who does not think they are crazy. It is a strange and mysterious thing, the extraterrestrial contact experience. Ever since I have been doing this work, I have had so many amazing perceptions about humanity, insights that I am sure I never would have had otherwise. And I feel extremely fortunate that my parameters of thinking keep getting extended, again and again. I really like that. I've always been philosophically inclined. I was always wondering what lay behind what we see without having any idea there was so much life out there. I had no clue, until I began doing this regression work with extraterrestrial contact experiencers. I love the work I am doing. And I think it is important for everyone to be aware of the amazing range of things that is happening with extraterrestrial beings. The positive aspects of these experiences are very, very important for us to recognize. Chapter 16, Additional Cases. The experiencers who have shared their stories in the preceding chapters represent a cross-section of the numerous cases in existence of extraterrestrial or underscore celestial contact with healing results. These interviews are only a sample, taken from a much larger subgroup of contact experiencers. In the course of examining the UFO literature, studying dozens of books, piles of articles and reports on UFO sightings, abductions, and encounter experiences, I came across many, many cases in which individuals claim a variety of medical cures they attribute to extraterrestrial encounters, to UFOs and/or their occupants. In communicating with hypnotherapists, psychiatrists, and ufologists, additional unpublished cases of healing encounters with otherworldly beings continuously popped up. And most of the ET experiencers I talked to had met, or at least heard of, others who had received healing visits from celestial beings. It appears that celestial healings are not really as rare as we might think. In fact, I have begun to suspect that such otherworldly cures occur quite often, but are rarely reported. Sometimes, perhaps even most times, such healings are not recognized and understood, and are thereby attributed to other sources by doctors, therapists, even the experiencers themselves. And when experiencers do understand how, if not why, they have been healed by otherworldly beings, it may be years before they tell anyone about it. It is easy to understand why someone might hesitate to do so. Can you imagine saying to your family physician, "Well, doc, I no longer need that gallbladder operation. It seems that my medical friends from outer space have already completed the surgery painlessly, and for free." Preston Dennett, the ufologist you met in Chapter 14, provides an historical overview of the reported underscore cases of ET healings from 1947 to the present in his book UFO Healings. In his collection of 105 cases, Dennett's list of recorded cures directly associated with ET contact ranges from minor ailments to miraculous recoveries, including healings from aneurysms, arthritis, asthma, back pain, blindness, bronchitis, burns, cancer, of the breast, colon, skin, stomach, throat, lung, colitis, common colds, diabetes, fevers, flesh wounds, head injury, heart conditions, infertility, kidney stones, liver disease, multiple sclerosis, pneumonia, polio, tuberculosis, ulcers, warts, and more. Dennett cites cancer as the disease most commonly reported as cured, but he concludes, no illness is too small or too great to be cured by aliens. Over 10% of the cases Dennett reports are multiple cures, that is, the individuals experienced healings of more than one disease or disorder. His cases corroborate one another to a remarkable degree, with individuals who have never met reporting stories of ET healings that include very similar details. Let's look at a few of these cases, some small, some great. Frederick, a deputy sheriff in Texas. Frederick was driving with another sheriff. Earlier in the day, he had been bitten on the left index finger by his son's pet baby alligator. The day continued to grow stranger. The two sheriffs encountered a UFO, which radiated purple light. They felt heat coming from this underscore weird glow, and quickly sped away. Pulling into a diner to discuss the incident, Frederick immediately noticed that his finger, which had been red and swollen, was no longer sore, so he yanked off the bandage. "Hell, you couldn't tell I had ever been bit," he recalled later, noting that his left arm had been outside the window of the car when the light beam from the UFO struck. The U.S. Air Force investigated the case, which was widely reported in the news. 1965? Paul, this New York syndicated columnist, saw a UFO in the sky above a park in Brooklyn, along with several other witnesses. When he returned to his apartment, he unwrapped the bandage on a finger he had accidentally slashed earlier in the day. "I discovered, much to my amazement, that the wound was completely healed, as though absolutely nothing at all had happened," Paul reported. 1974 Helen X. This anonymous woman from Arizona was diagnosed with cancer, which spread from her hip bone to her pancreas and intestines. Treated with chemotherapy, she was told she had only a short time left to live. Weakened from the treatments and a loss of some 50 pounds, Helen awoke one night with an irresistible urge to drive to a certain location, which she did, despite the fact that she could barely walk. A UFO landed and two small creatures helped her aboard, where she was treated with strange instruments and injections of a purple fluid. The ATs, whom Helen perceived as friendly, informed her that she was cured and was not to take any more medication. She drove home and went to bed. The next day, Helen was rushed to the hospital, her family prepared for her imminent death. She refused all medication and recovered within days. "It was like I had never been sick," Helen X stated. As of 1988, she was healthy, busy managing her own business. 1974 A degrees Ellen, diagnosed with inoperable colon cancer, this young woman from Los Angeles was given 3 months to live. She had experienced ET contact all her life, and soon underwent another abduction, this time including an extensive operation, they said, "Relax." And they did a cure. When she returned to her doctor, all traces of cancer were gone. Ellen states that her cure has been verified by a major medical university. 1989 A degrees May, as a child, she was diagnosed with diphtheria, which went untreated due to her parents' religious practices. The doctor finally informed the parents that May would not live through the night. Abducted by angels in white robes with silver belts, May was transported to a UFO, where she was cleansed and cured with bright blue light. The next morning, her mother found her playing on the floor, completely recovered. 1959 Karen, a 39-year-old daycare center operator in New York, this woman experienced a simultaneous out-of-body near-death experience and an extraterrestrial healing. After discovering a golf ball-sized tumor in one breast, Karen found herself in deep space with a group of ETs, who eventually operated on her. In the presence of her husband, she underscore was unconscious for 2 hours, awakening to discover the lump was gone totally. She reports that the ETs gave her two messages: "It is gone," and "Follow your husband," with whom she had been experiencing marital difficulties. 10 years later, she was still married and in good health. 1978 John F. Schuessler is another ufologist who has documented a number of UFO healings from historical reports. In attempting to provide some actual proof of the existence of UFOs by compiling a catalogue of the physiological effects reportedly caused by UFO encounters, Schuessler's UFO-related human physiological effects lists both the injuries and the positive physical effects experienced by those who have sighted UFOs and/or had contact with extraterrestrials. Noting that most doctors are unaware of the facts about UFOs and UFO-related injuries, Schuessler founded the Medical Committee for the Mutual UFO Network, organizing medical specialists from such diverse fields as dentistry, gynecology, pediatrics, and psychiatry, to work with ufologists in investigating cases. In citing nearly 400 cases of UFO-related physical symptoms and side effects, Schuessler has included only 7 healings, but does conclude that UFO cases involving harm to humans happen in only a small percentage of the reported UFO incidents. One of the healing cases he reports on is of interest. Eshein, an ambulance driver from France, Eshein was severely injured in a head-on collision. "I declared dead. He was revived after an extraterrestrial appeared in the seat beside him and told him that he would survive. Eshein recovered completely." 1982 Edith Farr, PhD, worked for many years as a clinical psychologist, managing a busy hypnotherapy practice in Saratoga, California. Before she retired recently, Dr. Farr counseled numerous clients who recalled extraterrestrial encounters, helping them to recover from many associated traumas by bringing the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON, is the largest organization of ufologists and UFO buffs in the U.S., with over 5,000 members, including more than 500 scientific consultants from every field of science, repressed experiences to light. She found that interestingly, in at least one half of the cases I've been involved in, the people were greatly helped by their encounters. Operations, usually involving lasers, and other treatments relieved symptoms, even correcting some conditions that were potentially fatal. She collected 14 case studies in her fascinating book, Encounters: A Psychologist Reveals Case Studies of Abductions by Extraterrestrials, including several accounts of healings. Let's look at some of Dr. Farr's reports of ET cures. Note that Dr. Forr does not use her clients' real names in her reports. Mark, although he originally contacted Drive Forr to discuss how his health issues were affecting his mood, this 18-year-old talked of recurring _UFO dreams and, under hypnosis, provided an account of an extraterrestrial healing that had been performed on him. To treat his diabetes, Mark recalled how the ETs used a big clamp that sends pulses, shockwaves into my pancreas. I kinda feel that they're just putting this energy in me. The treatment neither helped nor hurt his condition. But Drive Forr concluded, I was very interested in the visitor's efforts to help his diabetes and perhaps his arthritis as well, since Mark's arthritis was in remission. Barbara, this client consulted Dr. Forr for help with severe anxiety attacks, but she also weighed over 350 pounds and suffered from a number of physical ailments. Hypnosis uncovered a medical exam conducted by an extraterrestrial being. Nothing but kindness flowed from him. He said he didn't like to upset people, but it was his job to check people out, Barbara recalled. Discovering the source of her panic attacks resulted in an immediate cure, plus a gradual, ongoing loss of weight, no diet. My appetite decreased. And I don't feel at all deprived. Diane Tai, although quite active and mobile, this client was afflicted with spinal muscular atrophy, a debilitating genetic disorder. The disease had killed her 9-year-old sister, who had never walked. Under hypnosis, Diane recalled many encounters with extraterrestrial beings, who had once informed her, the body is not as important as the spirit. Your spirit is already well, and your body will follow. Diane explained that it's like this contact is made every so often, to give us strength and to see how our bodies are doing physically. We're part of this group that comes into the physical body that sometimes has trouble adjusting to the vibration of the physical form. According to Diane, the ETs were training her, along with many other humans, to transcend time and space, to see the past and the future, and to heal others. Included in Dr. Forr's book are two other case studies in which clients reported receiving instructions on healing from the ETs who contacted them. Linda, a 45-year-old artist from a psychic family, Linda uncovered a history of ET contact while under hypnosis with Dr. Forr. During one encounter, Linda recalled how the ETs said I had KIN-226, sir, and were cleaning this black junk out of my stomach region. They had placed small glass objects all over her body, running a sensor-type diagnostic instrument over the glass. Linda also recounted how the ETs taught her to heal others. It's all this power coming through my hands. It's like electricity. Strong. I can learn to scan, like they do. They say there are these portals, where you can gather energy and bring it up through the body, to cleanse and renew each cell. When Linda had asked the extraterrestrials why they did not choose only healthy people to teach their healing methods, she received a response, they say they are trying to prove a point. Trying to change the mental concepts of people. We will be changed. Our energies will be vibrating at a higher level. The ETs also taught Linda how to use one of their healing instruments, a long silver rod with a rounded crystal tip that would glow and pulsate. She was able to observe a number of healings of other human abductees as conducted by the ETs, including their treatment of ulcers, a tumor, bursitis, and arthritis in a teenage boy. A large machine with crystallized light to generate energy to promote new cell growth. During one contact, Linda was treated for a yeast infection, along with her mother and sister. Linda's treatment, a jelly-like substance that looks like aquamarine blue. They say that's to help freeze the bacteria, worked temporarily, but her sister and mother were permanently cured. Linda's mother had been afflicted with a yeast infection for 43 years. James, a physician in his mid-30s, James was using innovative healing methods in his practice, including electric acupressure. Under regression with Dr. Forr, he recalled ET encounters in which he was provided with instructions on how to heal using acupuncture and other energy work. James also remembered a childhood encounter in which he was treated by the extraterrestrials for chronic headaches, I used to get these horrible headaches when I was a kid. Then they went away. Those headaches were underscore terrible. Really heavy duty. Then one day they were just gone. I've never known why. As a physician, I couldn't understand it. During one regression session, James recalled the treatment used to cure his headaches. It's like an energy transfer. The front part of my head is just... it feels alive. In explaining what he believes to be the principal healing method used by the ATs, James stated, what they're doing is speeding up the process that would occur naturally. He also told Dr. Forrett he believes the ATs are conducting research to determine what is blocking the energy flow in our earthly environment, creating ill health and disease. John Mack, MD, is a professor of psychiatry at the Cambridge Hospital, Harvard Medical School, and founding director of the Program for Extraordinary Experience Research, or PEER, a non-profit organization dedicated to international research, education, and support regarding abduction and ET-related experiences. Dr. Mack is the author of Abduction, Human Encounters with Aliens, the best-selling book that recounts his therapeutic work with ET experiencers. He sees the encounter experience as both traumatic and transformative, a phenomenon that can serve to expand our sense of ourselves and our understanding of reality, and awaken our muted potential as explorers of a universe rich in mystery, meaning, and intelligence. We have already met one of Dr. Mack's clients, Peter Faust, Chapter 10. Two other experiencers who have worked with Dr. Mack are of some interest here. Again, note the use of pseudonyms by Drive Mack to protect the privacy of his clients. Paul, this 26-year-old client told Drive Mack how he had learned much about ET technology from his contact experiences, including a flood of information about how they heal. I've got notebooks of this stuff and it's very solid. According to Dr. Mack, others who know Paul outside of the therapeutic setting have attested to his extraordinary healing abilities. He now teaches others how to heal, using the methods he was taught during ET encounters. Scott, an actor and filmmaker, 24-year-old Scott received much medical treatment as a child and teenager for what was diagnosed at different times as seizures, confusional episodes, spells, and visual hallucinations. After working with Dr. Mack and recalling a lifelong series of ET encounters, Scott began to pursue a more spiritual path in life and grew to believe his physical symptoms were actually due to a post-abduction panic attack with flashbacks, or revoked memories of encounter experiences. He began to challenge the traditional treatment model, resentful of the years he spent undergoing medical tests and taking substantial doses of anticonvulsant medications that had little effect. In his book Abduction, Dr. Mack concludes, there is a poignancy for Scott and his family in the vain and intrusive search that was made during his childhood and adolescence for a conventional medical explanation for his abduction experiences. Countless hours of medical examinations, tests, and procedures resulted in wrong diagnoses and inappropriate treatment. I suspect that even as these words are being written, a child abductee somewhere is being taken by anxious parents to a physician who is steadfastly ignorant of the abduction phenomenon, as Scott's parents were when he was a child. C.D. B. Bryan, a journalist and novelist, attended the abduction study conference held at M.LT. in the spring of 1992. Co-chaired by John Mack, M.D., and M.LT. physicist David Pritchard, the invitation-only scientific seminar gathered together more than 150 of the world's top researchers, psychiatrists, professors, and scientists to discuss the ET encounter experience. Abductees volunteered to share their personal experiences in a series of panels over the five-day event. Fascinated by the discussions, Brian evolved from the typical media skeptic into a believer in the sincerity and merit of their quest, and wrote a 230-tailed chronicle of the conference, Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind. A number of healing-type encounters were mentioned, more in passing than in any detail, during the MIT conference as recounted by Brian. Let's briefly examine the cases reported by two of the researchers at the conference. Yvonne Smith, A hypnotherapist from California, Miss Smith reported on one of her clients, "I have an HIV-positive abductee who now tests negative." No further details were given at the conference,